the focus on strategic sourcing is just one element of a larger acquisition reform initiative that's going on within the department, and the cost savings was starting next year. That's what the target is. We're already seeing some savings this year from early efforts, but hitting that total was something we're planning on doing for next year.
$50 million sounds like a lot, but your acquisition budget is obviously pretty large. How you guys came to that $50 million budget number?
I would say it's part of our internal performance management program uses the balanced scorecard, and the objective of the balanced scorecard is to deliver results through monitoring of performance. Our secretary's philosophy on implementation is to set stretch goals, and so that $50 million was viewed as a stretch goal, something that was achievable but definitely very ambitious to meet, and we're doing everything we can to get there.
From an IT perspective, give me a sense of what you're looking at. Are we looking at contracts? Are we looking at how are you guys going to go about it?
There's a whole suite of different types of areas that can be looked at, ranging from software to hardware to services. Initially, we're looking primarily in the commodity types of areas, and the ones that we're looking at first are the ones that are just most ubiquitous. So that includes PCs and monitors, printers, copiers, faxes, and those types of managed printing services, and wireless phones, devices, and cell phone plans.
A lot of those same things are something that GSA is doing and something that we're kind of waiting on, not just GSA, but government-wide contracts. Are you guys waiting on those too, or is there something happening internally that you're going to go out on your own and then maybe move to the GSA blanket purchase agreement whenever it gets out there?
The planning that we're doing internally, I think, is something that we would need to do anyway. We need to do a deep analysis of our overall spend in this area or these areas. We're doing a lot of analysis right now. We're doing planning. You need to understand what standard configurations you want to be purchasing, and that's all true. All that work needs to be done whether you're buying it off of your own contracts or GSA contracts. So right now we're at the stage where we're really focused on understanding our internal needs, developing baselines, and developing requirements. We would be happy to be able to use GSA contracts if they're there in time to meet our needs. If not, we'll move forward on our own.
And as far as that planning, is that an asset management type of exercise, or is it a combination of requirements definition and asset management and other things?
It's a large number of things. It's all of those things. It's also the historical analysis of the IT spending to date, looking at what we have been purchasing, what we've been buying, how much we've been paying for it. And that in itself is a challenge because at the Department of Commerce, because we're a federated department, we don't have a single source of data for all of our procurement, all of our acquisitions, all of our purchase cards. That data is located in a number of systems that need to be mined for all this. The data needs to be consolidated, analyzed, and it's quite a challenge.
From a timing standpoint, are we looking at later this summer or early next year to get any kind of contracts or any kind of changes that either employees or vendors should look out for?
We're trying to move as quickly as possible. I'm not sure exactly what the timing is going to be, but we're moving internally aggressively as we can.
You mentioned also the idea that a lot of what's happening, not just with strategic sourcing, for instance, but a lot of the IT reforms wouldn't be happening as quickly if it wasn't for kind of the budget structure, the budget challenges that everybody's facing. Give me an example or give me some more insight in terms of how do you see that pressure kind of coming together?
More fundamentally, I think if you're in flush times and budgets are growing year after year, then what happens is that there's an inherent ability to absorb a greater level of inefficiency. And as the pendulum swings in the other direction and you have budgets that are potentially flat and potentially shrinking in certain cases, the bureaus and the agency as a whole can no longer afford to maintain those inefficiencies in the system. So there's a lot more emphasis on squeezing out the inefficiencies. Every dollar that can be saved is now effectively becoming a dollar that may not be something that has to be cut out of programs. So there's just a lot more pressure to find and eliminate those inefficiencies.
Are you also getting more cooperations, maybe not a fair word, but from bureau level CIOs who go, I can see my budget shrinking, I better start looking to the main department level to say, okay, what can we partner with, what can we borrow, what can we steal?
Definitely. There's definitely a lot of collaboration in the CIO community at the Department of Commerce. People do want to work together to leverage what other organizations are doing. The larger bureaus want to take what they're doing and make it available to smaller ones. Smaller ones lack the critical mass in some cases to do significant leveraging of their own buying power. And so if they can partner with large bureaus and consolidate either on the acquisition side or the procurement side, that's something that benefits everybody.
Are you seeing that yet? For instance, NOAA has a big NOAA link procurement that they just awarded in the last year. I'm sure Census has a big contract, an IT contract. Are you seeing smaller bureaus coming to those larger bureaus and borrowing and joining in?
We are now looking internally at using NOAA link broadly within the Department of Commerce. Initially, it was, as you mentioned, established for the use of NOAA. But we now do have other organizations that are interested in using NOAA-Link for just that reason.
Are there any challenges to getting that done, or is it a matter of just saying, we want to do it, or do you have to rewrite the contracting terms and conditions in any way?
There are a variety of challenges. Some of them are cultural challenges. Some of them are, in fact, potentially legal. I wouldn't say challenges, but just legal processes. So we need to put in place the right internal memorandums of understanding and agreements. And then we also have to do a fair analysis of the impact on small business of doing some of these types of things. And so we've been working with SBA on what we'd like to do and getting their input on that. Internally, we've been doing a small business impact analysis for the impact that would result if other bureaus were using it. So I would say there are a variety of things that we want to be able to do this correctly. I wouldn't say any of them are insurmountable.